Hi, Ragini here once again. Welcome to Module 7, Part 3, Walking Infinity, Helping Your Brain Embrace the Mystic's Wisdom. Now, here's the question. Why physically walk infinity? Well, it will integrate all that you've learned so far into your brain and your body, and it provides a guide for your brain to lay down the exact neural pathway that you need for taking this information and living it so that you can live in paradox and with paradox. So this is like the piece de resistance. This is the really important piece here, step 6. As you know, I call it the big finale. So what happens here by walking infinity is you are creating even more deeply the new neural pathways in your brain that have already begun to be laid down. Many of you have experienced having headaches and difficulty with your mind in doing this, and that is because it kind of hurts sometimes to have a new neural pathway laid down in your brain. It's expanding. It's doing something different. And sometimes people actually get headaches, which I've told you before. But the new neural pathway is available to turn the wisdom of your discontent into your wisdom so that you can actually receive the signals and the information. The new neural pathway makes this wisdom easily accessible and usable to you in your daily life through your actions and your thoughts and your deeds. And the new neural pathways free you to enter the world of living as a marketplace mystic, not just with the idea, but followed up and backed up with the actual behavior. So you're more capable of walking your talk, as they say. And the new neural pathway grants you access to the joy of being unflappable in the presence of unresolvable dilemmas. Okay, so now I'm going to go through the steps here, and then I'm going to lead you through it, and then you'll know how to walk infinity, and you'll be able to do it. So first thing is you imagine your loop on the floor in the front of you, and you can place markers on the floor to denote the center of the loop and the outside edge of each loop. You can lay down an actual infinity loop on the floor if you wish, but what happens when you imagine it is you kick your unconscious mind into participating in this rather than letting it just sit there and be passive while you feed new information in. And we want your unconscious mind to jump in and get involved with this because that's what's going to make your new behaviors become more easily accessible. So point to which loop holds which opposite. I've just used trust and doubt here as an example. But when you're looking at your loop down there on the floor, just point and say out loud the name of the opposite which each loop holds. Then you're going to establish a test marker, as we did before, via your body. So step onto the middle point of the loop facing forward and notice what you feel in your body. Are you pulled towards one? Are you repelled away from the other? Are you neutral? Just to find out where you are in relationship to that interdependent polar pair in that context. If it's neutral, if you don't feel anything, then this is not a problem interdependent polar pair, and you do not need to be using the six-step process on this particular issue. It doesn't really qualify as an unresolvable dilemma, or you've got it. You don't have to worry about it. If you still feel the push or the pull, then you need to walk infinity, which is step 6. And even though you've done a lot of work to get rid of objections, you're still going to feel something when you stand here. Reaching step 6 simply means that you have the unconscious mind's permission to proceed. You have answered enough of its objections and concerns and confusions to get a green light. So now you can actually make the change that you want to make, and your unconscious mind will not interfere. It will allow it. So the next step then is to connect with the larger living system, which is essential that you take with you on this journey around the loop. So step off the center point now, because you've just been standing there checking out how you feel, creating the marker. Now step off the center point of the loop, like just like that, and access your connection with the larger system. Okay? And as you connect with that larger system, feel it in your body. Use your posture if you need to find it and hold it. I've seen people actually go into a lotus position just on the outside edge of the loop to find this and hold it. The hands can go out in a namaste position as well. Take your time to connect with the larger system. Trust your experience and use your imagination. You want to stay connected when you're walking around your infinity loop. And you're going to explore the feeling of allowing all the landmarks and giving them the stamp of acceptance. It is very hard to do without that connection to the larger living system. So that's why I'm focusing on it to this degree. Okay? You want to be able to enjoy the strengths as you walk around, and the larger living system allows you to do that without clinging to them as who you are. And it allows you to relax into the weaknesses and use your understandings that they are just the waning of the strengths. They are signals to you to let go and move on. They are not a statement about who you are. And you are ultimately engaged in the life process of rebalancing, renewing, and expanding both you as an individual and the larger living system of which you are a part. So I want you to imagine while you're standing there off your loop that this connection to the larger living system lives in your breath or your heartbeat. In other words, it's something you can't get away from. You might forget it, but you want to begin to believe that it's still there and it's living in your heartbeat, in your breath, something you can't get away from. Now, you need to understand that when you step back on the loop in a few moments and you are connected to the larger living system, you have one more thing to do. While you're walking, you're going to talk out loud, not whisper. You're going to speak so you and maybe the people around you, if there are any, can hear it. What are you going to say? I can allow both trust and doubt, or whatever your polar opposite is, I can allow both pleasure and pain. I can allow both togetherness and separation. Neither is a statement about who I am. This is kind of a Zen approach here to allowing yourself to sort of disidentify, get some distance from your old identity. And it's really a process of finding out who you are by elimination. You're saying, I'm not this and I'm not that. Okay. Now, if that doesn't feel quite right to you and your personality, you have a second choice about what to say out loud so that you can hear it. And that is, this first sentence is the same. I can allow both trust and doubt. I can allow both X and Y. You fill it in with your polar opposites that you're working with. And then the sentence is, I am both of these and more. Now, this is more a Sufi approach, if you're familiar with Sufi and Zen. And in the Sufi approach, this is finding who you are by embracing everything. So you don't say I'm anything in specific. You say I am both of everything. So one is by expanding, the other is by focusing in and eliminating. Choose whatever feels the best to you. Okay, now here I have a little movie of what it's like, that of what you're going to be doing. You see that little yin-yang symbol? It's going around the infinity loop like you're going to go around your infinity loop. And you notice that it's going in the proper direction, from the strengths down to its own weaknesses, up to the strengths of the opposite pole, and down to its own weaknesses. And it's just going around and around. And you notice that it has a white background, because optimally, in the viewpoint of perfection, there would be no interference to making this movement around the loop, even though you have done all of this work that you've done and gotten the heightened emotional charge down. Here's what it can be like when you're actually doing it, with the interference of your mind and your emotions, kind of like a low-level static white noise. And you have to learn how to continue walking around your loop, doing it in this way, without allowing the external interference that's inside of you, trying to pull you down, back into accepting or rejecting, setting up what you like against you dislike. This is why you have your focus on the larger living system, you're connected, and that's where you keep your attention as you walk around and around. Okay? So just to know, you don't have to be the perfect first picture in the last slide. You get to do this is what life is really like, because there's always that static white noise stuff in the background. In this case, it's red, right? to try and pull you off the center point of where you've decided to put your focus, which is on going around the loop while you're connected to the larger living system with all of these mystical perspectives with you and in use. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Is there anything you need to say or do before beginning your walk? Do you have any other objection or concern, no matter how small? So just tune in. I love this little guy. He's so cute. I may just keep us on this slide for a long time just to watch him box. This is like your unconscious mind letting you know there's still some maybe tiny objection or concern that's come up in this process now that you need to answer. So check it out. Love that guy. Okay. Now, walking infinity is the next step. Stay connected to the larger living system. Say out loud the sentence of your choice. And then you start walking around the loop, moving up into the strengths of one pole, down into its own weaknesses, up into the strengths of the opposite pole, and down into its own weaknesses. Now, while you're walking and talking around the loop, listen to the MP3 that's there as a download for you under this part three of my voice speaking to your unconscious mind. There's also a few directions to you, but you'll hear the difference when I'm then switching to speaking to your unconscious mind and giving it some directions for how to use efficiently and effectively what you're actually doing by physically walking infinity. Or you can download the page that has the directions to the unconscious mind and have a friend read those directions to your unconscious mind while you are walking around the loop and talking by saying the sentence of your choice out loud. Now, here's one other thing. You can also change the rhythm of your walk around the loop if you want to. You can speed it up, you can dance, you can walk backwards in the same direction, always going in the proper direction. This just allows your whole body to become more comfortable with the realization that this is the new way that you wish to relate to interdependent polar pairs and unresolvable dilemmas. And you are to continue walking around the loop until you can easily sail through all of the landmarks, the strengths and the weaknesses. Then you can return to the center point of the loop and stop. And then the question is, did you succeed? Is your emotional response to the dilemma changed? Standing in the center point, feel the difference in your body compared to when you began. Are you still pulled towards one? Are you still repelled away from the other? Or are you neutral? Obviously, the desired state here is to feel more neutral, more in equanimity in relationship to those two, more neutral toward both poles of the interdependent pole. Is your heightened emotional response gone? Do you feel a sense of clarity, understanding, and wisdom now that you didn't feel before in relation to that polarity and that unresolvable dilemma? Now, while you're standing there and checking this out, assuming that you have reached the neutral place, allow an image or a symbol to arise from your unconscious mind that will represent your new relationship that you're feeling and seeing right now and experiencing to this unresolvable dilemma. And then, to finish it up, after you have your image, you want to pick up the imaginary loop off the floor and put it away for safekeeping so that you can pull it out and use it any other time you feel like you need to walk that loop again. So do you need to walk the loop more times? You bet. Of course you do. This would strengthen the new neural pathway every single time that you physically walk around the loop, every time you trace the loop in the air. Every time you see the loop in your mind's eye, you're now going to strengthen that new neural pathway, making it stronger and stronger and stronger. So eventually your mind is going to go, hey, let's take that route instead of the other one, which is what we want to have happen. So here's the big finale, guys. Check it out for yourself. Make certain. take a moment and run the old scenarios that had made you feel so upset in the past in the presence of this dilemma. Notice how you fail to recreate the old emotional reaction, and go ahead and try. You're going to fail here if the work that you've done has really taken in the process of your neurophysiology. You will find that you no longer perceive this as a problem. It is just a circumstance to manage. And you know how to manage it because you have changed your point of view, which is the whole point of this entire training. So, congratulations! You have succeeded in changing your point of view and giving your brain a new neural pathway to use, which is going to be more supportive, more loving, more expansive to your living your life in the way you like to live it than the old one that you've been using for so long. Okay, I want you to go ahead, finish this module up, and then do this so that you're actually beginning to get the experience of what it's like to walk the infinity loop and notice the difference in how you feel. Again, this is the big finale. You don't want to miss it, okay? All right, here's your homework. What's the value of physically walking infinity? Why do you want to establish a marker before you begin your walk? Why is it essential to connect with the larger living system before you walk the loop? How do you know if you have been successful after you've walked the loop? Is it valuable to walk your infinity loop more than once? Is it valuable to trace your loop in the air and see it in your mind? List the steps for successfully walking your infinity loop so that you get the outcome you want. And why do I call this final step the big finale? Okay, so this is the final segment on this particular module. So go ahead, pull out those loops that you've created so far in the other steps, identified the interference, cleared it, and now walk the infinity loop and see what happens. Okay, I will see you in the next video. Much love.